Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3.
It was a disrespectful performance, so claim Manchester United midfielder Paul Pogba after the club lost to Everton at a humiliating score of 4-0. The result left United in sixth place with four games to go. It was their third loss in five league games, and Pogba said it was a defeat they could have done without, since they have a top four spot and Champions League qualification at stake. Joining us to discuss all this is the Straits Times sports correspondent David Lee. David, what exactly went wrong for United?
Yeah, I think it's all down to a lack of mentality and quality, really. I think the players just haven't got the right mentality. You talk about momentum, and it's easy when they were racking up those wins when Solskjaer first took over. But I've said before, the true test will be how they respond to a defeat or two. And this United team have shown they just don't have the big team temperament. You know, they lost a winnable FA Cup quarterfinal against Wolves and their only realistic chance of silverware. And now the wheels have truly come off with six defeats in eight games. You look at some of the reactions after falling behind by two goals against Everton. It's like some of the players have given up after less than half an hour. What makes it worse is the players know a win would put them in a good position to secure a Champions League spot, and still they couldn't step up. Mm-hmm. And then we talk about quality, you know, except for the goalkeeper, David De Gea, the entire backline is crap. Mm-hmm. When you find yourself hyping up Scott McTominay and Fred, you know your midfield is crap. Are there good players? Yes. Sure, but they're not playing like they are good players. Paul Pogba, Anthony Martial, Jesse Lingard. They're just not producing the goods, you know. They're not living up to their potential, not improving like how the players at Liverpool and Manchester City are.
Mm-hmm. That's a very, very passionate comment, yeah. David. I mean, things were looking up for United when manager Ole Gunnar Solskjaer first took over after Jose Mourinho was sacked, especially when one recalls the euphoria fans felt when United defeated PSG, Paris Saint-Germain, just last month. But I'm just a little bit puzzled. Why hasn't the club been able to maintain the kind of momentum since those victories?
Right. Like I said just now, it's easy when you're winning to keep on winning, but after they lost that FA Cup quarterfinal to Wolves, they started to wobble a bit, and then it's just been downhill since. And it's infectious when you lose a game, heads get down, and it's time to show what you're made of, you know. And unfortunately, there's been no such leader in the team.
Okay, David, United are going to face Manchester City in the next game tomorrow. What do you think their chances are? Size them up.
I would like to say anything can happen in football, but if they continue playing this way, then close to zero. It's like how you know United were going to lose to Barcelona in right. The Champions League. Mm. It's that kind of feeling. Man-to-man, United just don't measure up to City's quality.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Guardian reported that United stars like David De Gea, Paul Pogba and even Romelu Lukaku may consider leaving if United fails to qualify for the Champions League. How big of a blow would this be to United if these players are set to leave the club?
Right, the English tabloids are saying this is apparently down to a clause in their contracts that activates a 25% pay cut if they don't qualify for the Champions League. And if it's true, then to borrow the words of Pogba, then they are the ones being disrespectful to the club. They should just leave. It's terrible seeing these stars behave this way, and they know they can get out of this mess they created because the demand is there for them.
That's Straits Times sports correspondent David Lee giving us a quote of the day. Their midfield is crap. Love that. Referring to Manchester United. Okay, so what can Solskjaer do to salvage the situation?
Well, he has to find a way to get in their heads, in the players' heads, and make them take responsibility and play for the fans, play for the club, play for the badge on their jerseys. There's no other way.
Mm-hmm. Okay, as it stands right now, David, which clubs do you think have the best shot at moving into the Champions League?
Incredibly, over the last game week, it seems like nobody wanted to qualify for the Champions League mm-hmm. in the last spot. Spurs, yeah. Arsenal, United all lost. Chelsea were held by Burnley. Do any of them actually want to play in the Champions League? Jokes aside, I think it's going to be City, Liverpool, Tottenham and Arsenal.
Mm. Okay, let's move from football to basketball. Singapore Slingers have reached their third ASEAN Basketball League's finals. Yay! A performance that coach Neo Beng Siang is pleased with, even though he lamented his players' lack of teamwork that resulted in them losing the lead in the third quarter. Go Slingers, though. How have the Slingers been performing this season?
I think they're peaking at the right time. They brought in two new imports, which naturally will take some time to gel. After a grueling 26-game regular season, they finished third, which is not bad. And we're in the playoffs now. They did just enough to beat the Macau Black Bears to make the quarterfinals, to make the semifinals, where they played arguably the best games of the season by beating, sweeping Hong Kong Eastern 2-0 to qualify for the finals.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit more about the team members, David? I mean, I'm sure some of our listeners may not really know the Slingers very well.
Right, let's start with the imports. Xavier Alexander, the imports are all American, by the way. So Xavier Alexander is in his fourth season, I believe. He's just this amazing all-rounder who is the league's all-time top scorer. And then you have John Fields, who's an incredible Hulk kind of guy and a dunk machine, who can get a little emotional at times, but whatever floats his boat, you know. And Jaron Young is an athletic guard as well. So when you have these three good imports like them, it allows the locals to play more confidently. And Delvin Goh is reveling in his role as a power forward, with quite a few double-doubles this season. Ng Hanbin and Larry Liu are true slingers in the sense they can be depended upon for crucial three-pointers when need be. And there are other bench players like Jun Yuan, Ding Lun, and even teenage giant Levin Raj, who are the ones to look out for in the future.
It certainly will. And if we looked at the ASEAN Basketball League as a whole, which are the stronger teams, David?
Okay, well, Alap Filipinas were the defending champions. Formosa Dreamers from Taiwan were the top team during regular season. But in a very even league where any team can beat each other, they have already been eliminated. And the Slingers, the third seeds, are now the highest seeds left in the competition. Yeah.
And maybe historically, you could tell us how have they performed at the ASEAN Basketball League and what are the chances this time?
Right. When they first started off, I think they were just finding their feet in their ninth season now, and they've done very well to qualify for the finals three times in the past four seasons. They will meet either CLS Knights Indonesia or Mono Vampire from Thailand. And I think there's never a better chance than this. They are the highest seeds. They have the home court advantage. And yeah, in the best of five series, if they can get two wins to start the series 2-0, I think they'll have a very good chance of winning their first title.
Always helping us get our sport on. That's Straits Time sports correspondent David Lee.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.